Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. The Chinese search engine Baidu is facing a fresh legal battle. Google has been working to get rid of fraudulent listings on its Google Maps service, and the majority of brands in Germany are expected to reduce their ad spend on Google following the company's recent advertising controversy. Chinese search engine Baidu is facing a fresh legal battle after another individual has died after attending a hospital that she saw advertised on the site. The woman, called Zhang Ru, underwent an operation on her nose but suffered from acute pain and nosebleeds after the operation. She became anxious and depressed and was diagnosed with a psychological disorder before she fell from her apartment window in what her family suspect was suicide. The family has sued both the hospital and Baidu, saying that the hospital failed to provide her with good enough aftercare following her operation and her diagnosis with a mental illness. Baidu is being sued because it provided Ms. Zhang with information about the hospital after showing it to her in an advertisement. The lawsuit comes almost a year after the death of student Wei Zexi, who died after undergoing a controversial medical procedure at a hospital that he found using Baidu. The Wei Zexi case led to a change in Chinese online advertising laws. The new case will prompt many to question whether the new laws have gone far enough. Google has revealed that it has been working hard to get rid of fraudulent listings on its Google Maps service. Google Maps allows businesses to list their location on its online maps service, an invaluable tool for businesses who rely on people visiting the physical premises. Google says that it has reduced fake listings by 70% compared to 2015, when the service saw a peak in fake listings. Now, less than 0.5% of all Google Maps listings are thought to be fake. It says that it's managed to crack down on fake listings by improving its verification processes, saying that 85% of bogus listings are now identified before they even show on Google Maps. Many tech companies are currently turning their attention to stamping out fake news and fraudulent information after it was suggested that fake news articles may have influenced the voting in the 2016 US presidential election. The majority of brands in Germany are expected to reduce their ad spend on Google following the recent revelation that adverts on the Google-owned video site YouTube have been funding extremist organizations. Research by Agentur Frau Wenk found that 64% of digital marketing decision makers in Germany expect that ad budgets for Google will be cut, with just 20% saying they expect spending levels to stay the same and 16% saying they didn't know. It seems that this reduction in ad spend is very much aimed at Google rather than a problem affecting overall advertising budgets, with just 18% saying they expected overall ad budgets to fall. The findings reiterate how important it is for Google to fix the problem of ads appearing next to extremist content. Research by Outbrain has found that over a third of all content that UK internet users read online is not content that they set out to find in the first place. This shows that British internet users are more open to content discovery than ever before. The study looked at different types of content and found that content recommendations on publishers' websites were perceived as being the most interesting. It also found that traditional publishers were more trusted for serious topics such as financial advice and travel, whereas social media was more trusted for more light-hearted topics such as fashion, health, and fitness. It seems that Brits have a high level of trust in content shared by brands, with 77% of respondents saying that they believed familiar brands were a reliable source of information, compared to 67% who believed their friends were a reliable source of information. And finally, YouTube's 6-second unskippable bumper ads are a successful advertising strategy in Asia, according to a report by Campaign Asia Pacific. Several big name brands have been targeting Asia using bumper ads, including the online TV service Netflix, the Indonesian e-commerce site Tokopedia, and the Japanese internet service provider Nuro. Netflix saw a 29% increase in ad recall, Tokopedia saw a 47% increase, and Nuro saw a staggering 273% lift in ad recall and 333% increase in brand-related search terms. Research by Google and Ipsos found that attention paid to advertising on YouTube's mobile app is 84% higher than advertising on TV. And that's it for me today. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.